Mishdalad, more examples. Similarly, a city which has a plague in that city of people dying, or a occurrence of buildings collapsing. And this refers to where buildings collapse for no apparent reason. The buildings are strong, they're not near water, which might weaken the walls. There's a discussion what exactly would be the halacha if there's an earthquake. But the point is, if it's quite clear that it's a direct sign and message from Hashem that this random tragedy occurred to this city, so once again, that city needs to fast and blow the shofar and observe all of those strict laws. And all of the surrounding cities, they would fast and not blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva says, just like in the previous Mishnah, they would blow the shofar and not fast, because it's more similar to Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. In this case, the second reason which we gave in the previous Mishnah would be more applicable, that the surrounding cities need to show that they share in that city's pain, and that they are also davening for that city. Although it could be that the first reason also does apply, there might be a danger of the plague spreading. But either way, the other cities do also need to partake, either in the fasting or in the blowing of the shofar. And the mission now defines Ezo Dever. What is considered to be a real plague that would be a cause to fast? How many people would need to die for this to be a cause of worry? Ir Hamitzia Chameshmeres Ragli. So if a city brings out 500 foot soldiers, and this is referring to people who are fit to be soldiers in a time of war, namely men who are not too old, not too young, they're not children, they're not women. So if there are 500 adult men who are not too old to fight, so if it's a city of that size, and three people die on 3 days, one after the other. So one person dies on one day, the next day another person dies, the next day another person dies. In a city of only 500 men, and three of those men die in 3 days, and it's in a pattern, one after the other, in one on each day. So again, that's a clear sign that Harizadevra, that's considered a real plague, and a straight message from Hashem, and so they would have to decree these fasts immediately. If it's less than that, and that's referring to both the number of people and the number of days, if it's less than three people who die, or if it occurs in less than 3 days, so you've got no indication that it's a clear pattern. It could just be a random couple of deaths. So in that case, Ein Zedever, it's not considered to be a plague, and fasts would not need to be decreed. So that's the general proportion. 3 out of 500 men. So if it was a much larger city, then it would require more deaths, would be required to decree the fasts. For example, if there are 1,000 men in the city, then they would decree fasts if 2 people die on each day for 3 days in a row.